Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about those cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday after this.
Have your eye on a John Deere utility tractor from P&K Equipment. It's time to take a closer look. During the P&K Green Fever sales event, choose from $1,500 off or 0% 60-month financing on a 5E Limited Series. You can't beat it for power, traction, comfort, and value. Stop into your nearest P&K Equipment location or visit pkequipment.com for 0% financing or $1,500 off. Offer ends January 31st, 2012, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Cattle on feed numbers really about what the experts were anticipating before the report came out this last Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 3% more cattle on feed January 1 of this year compared to 1 year ago, and about 6% fewer cattle being placed into feedlots this past December compared to December of 2010. Our friend Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, talked with Ed Richards right after the report was out. He gives us his early thoughts about the Friday report.
Well, the bottom line is there's virtually no surprise to this report. Pretty much right down the line what they was looking for. January on feed came in at 3% above a year ago. They was looking for it to be 3.3%. We saw 11.861 million head of cattle placed on feed in January. Versus a year ago, Kansas was 1% lower, Texas 4% higher, and Nebraska 5% higher. This is the largest January on feed number in the past 4 years and the third largest January on feed of the past 17 years. It is close to 6% above what we saw on the three-year average. Now, December placements, 94% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 94.2. So once again, right in line with what expectations were. We did see the placements come in at 1.683 million head. Kansas versus a year ago was down 15% on placements, Texas down 5%, and Nebraska was unchanged. Marketings came in just a little bit better than expected at 98%. They was looking for 97%. The marketing accounted for 1.796 million head of cattle.
And Tom Loeffler says the coal storage report issued on Friday afternoon also very telling as far as where we are right now in the amount of meat that's available in the pipeline, not just beef, but also pork and poultry.
And the cold storage report, when you look at month-ago, year-ago comparisons for beef, pork, total meat, was virtually either side of unchanged by about a percent or two. So no big switches there. The only thing that stuck out was total poultry. We are down 16% from what we were a year ago on total poultry in cold storage. Now, keep in mind this week, all the feeder cattle futures contracts made new all-time record highs. So did some of the live cattle future contracts. When you're looking at those highs, the highest ever futures trade is the April 2013 live cattle contract at 132.50, the August feeder cattle 2012 contract at 158.10.
And Tom Loeffler says that with cattle futures where they are, the current cattle on feed number is probably already pretty much in the marketplace. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale, February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.